The most popularly requested topic for Tedman Alecha is, since people have been stopping me and giving me requests over the past couple of months, was Shnayim Mikra Vecha Targum. A lot of people wanted me to discuss it. It's an opportune time to discuss it. We just started the Chumash again. Shnayim Mikra Vecha Targum. It should be pointed out, Rabbi Weberman told me that when he made his first Siyum on Shas, Rabbi Yeager, Rabbi Naftali Yeager, Rosh Yeshiva Shai Yashiv, came over to him and said, you should know that it doesn't say anywhere in Shulchan Aruch that you're mechuyav to finish Shas. It does say in Shulchan Aruch that you have to do Shnayim Mikra Vecha Targum. So that's something to be very careful about. Okay, looks like the battery's about to die. We'll see if we get 10 minutes out of it. Okay, so there is a Gemara Maseches Brachos. The Gemara Maseches Brachos on Daf Ches says explicitly that a person has to do Shnayim Mikra Vecha Targum. The Gemara says, Amar Afuna Bar Yehuda Amar Rabbi Ami La'olam Yashlam Adam Parshiyos V'Matzibur Shnayim Mikra Vecha Targum. A person should always complete the Parshiyos together with the Tzibur Shnayim Mikra Vecha Targum. Afilu Ataros V'Divon, even the words Ataros V'Divon that appear in Bamidbar Perek Lamed Beis, you even have to do Shnayim Mikra Vecha Targum on those words. Obviously, major discussion. What's so special about those words? We'll get to that soon. Shekolamashon Parshiyos V'Matzibur Ma'arich Lo Yama V'Shnosav. Gemara says if you do Shnayim Mikra Vecha Targum, you'll be zochet to long life. It's a good skula for long life. Rav Bibi Bar Abayi Sover Lashlumin LeParshiyasu Dekul Shasav Maliyam Dekvuri. Rav Bibi Bar Abayi thought to finish up all of the Parshiyos on Erev Yom Kippur, and then Sover LaDeminu, he wanted to do it early. Amalei Hu Saba, and a certain elderly man said to him, no, Bavad Shlo Yakum Shlo Yacher. There's something to be said for doing it on time. Not early, not late. Not to get ahead of yourself. So there's a latest time that you can finish, but there's also an earliest time you can start. You're not supposed to get ahead of yourself. Kedam lehu Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi lebenelek. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said to his son, Ashlimu parshios seichu matzibur shnayim mikra vecha targum. You should be mashlim parshios shnayim mikra vecha targum. Im atzibur means when the tzibur is going to lane those parshios, that's when you do shnayim mikra vecha targum. Now Tosos and Maseches Brachos over there quotes two deos, whether we're yotze l'loazim b'laz. Targum means translation. So can I read the art scroll translation, or does it have to dafka be targum onkelos? If the whole matar, the whole purpose is sha'amei aretz yavinu, is that amar ratzim should understand that we should get it, so then maybe we should be able to do it in English. Or maybe no. Maybe it's a dafka in Indian in doing targum onkelos, because targum onkelos has an added element to it. That it's not only translation, but it's also commentary. That it's a translation that includes within the translation a commentary. He has a raya from Maseches Megillah with Rav Yosef that it's a commentary also. Leave it out now. The Rush in Simon Ches quotes a deya that even Pirush Rashi is also good enough. Not just Targum, Pirush Rashi, if you don't want to read Targum, is also good enough. In Divrei Chamudos, Nos Membeis, he quotes from the Smag that Rashi is even better than Targum. Now again, it all boils down to what do you assume the role of Targum is. If the role of Targum is a translation, so then Rashi is not a very good translation at all. That's not Rashi's purpose. He's not trying to translate. But if you assume that the main purpose is that it's to learn, it's to be able to know, it's to have a perush, so there's no better perush than perush Rashi, so then it could be that Rashi is even better than Targum. Certainly, if you don't understand Targum and you understand Rashi, the Torah says that Rashi works even though other languages don't work. So the Torah apparently focuses on Perush more than Targum, more than translation, that's the fulfillment of the mitzvah. Beis Yosef says the Yerei Shamayim should read both Targum and Rashi. And that's how he passes in Shulchan Aruch as well. And the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkat Nevav goes through all of the milos, the particular milos of Rashi and of Targum, why you would do one, not the other. Now, what do you do with words that don't have a Targum? So the Gemara says you do Shnayim Mikra Vecha Targum even on the words that Taros V'Divon. And Rashi says that those are words that don't have a Targum, so you should read them three times. How do you do Shnayim Mikra Vecha Targum on words that have no translation? They're names of places. You can't translate that. So you just read those words three times. And that's what the Rambam passes as well. Tosus and the Rush, however, disagree with Rashi. Tosus and the Rush say, if the Gemara wanted to come up with an example of something, of a word that doesn't have a translation, the Gemara should have said, Ruvain Vishimon. Why does it come up with these words? Ataros V'Divon. So says Tosfos, the Gemara comes up with those words because those are words that do have a Targum Yerushalmi. They have a Targum, just not Targum Unkelos. There are other secondary targumim that do have a targum on those words. So it's saying that you have to do the targum even on those words that don't have a targum onkelos. In Talmidei Rabbeinu Yonah, he says it's possible that it's enough to say them twice. Words that don't have any targum whatsoever, possibly saying them twice would be enough, or it could be that you need to say them three times if you don't have a targum. Like on Ruvei Vashimon, words that really don't have a targum, could be you need to say them three times. In the Torah, in Simon Reish Pei Hei, he quotes that the Minhag HaOlam is to be Machmir Peshitas Rashi, and we read words like Ruvein and Shimon three times. And if you read with Rashi, the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat Nei says you should read those psukim that don't have Rashi three times. Those psukim that do have Rashi, even if the Rashis aren't in every word, you only read the psukim twice, Rashi once, but the psukim that don't have Rashi should be read three times. Now, how should you do Shnayim Mekavecha Targum? This is probably the question I'm asked more often than anything else about Shnayim Mekavecha Targum. Should you do Pasuk Targum? Should you read the whole Parsha twice and then do the Targum of the whole Parsha or the Rashis in the whole Parsha? Or something else. So the Divrei Chamudos Os Mem Aleph quotes two deos, and the truth is it's a Magen Avraham. Magen Avraham on the side of the Shulchan Aruch also quotes these two deos in terms of how to do the Magen Avraham also quotes these two deos in Rishonim, how to do the Shnayim Mikravecha Targum. The Magen Avraham appears in Siman Reish Pei Hei, Sifkat and Aleph. He quotes from the Shla HaKadosh and the Ari HaKadosh that disagree how to do it, whether you should do it Pasuk Targum or Parsha Targum. Those are the two deos. There's no other deo that I know of that's quoted on the page in Shulchan Aruch. However, Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky writes in the introduction to Emes Liakov, to the Sefer Emes Liakov, Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky has a very interesting chiddush. He suggests that why do we do Shnayim Mikra? What's the point of Shnayim Mikra? So what he suggests is that we do it, part of the reason we do it is to demonstrate the uniqueness of Chumash as opposed to the rest of Nach, the rest of Tanakh. That Chumash is unique in that only Chumash is called Mikra. The rest of Nach is not Mikra the way Chumash is Mikra. Because when you read the words of Chumash, even if you don't understand what the words mean, you're Yotzei Talmud Torah on a lower level, but you're Yotzei Talmud Torah. If you read the words of Nach and you don't understand what they mean, you're not Yotzei Talmud Torah. So you know how we demonstrate that special Milo of Chumash that you can read the words, not understand what they mean, and still be Yotzei Talmud Torah? By reading Chumash once, really quickly, without even translating it, ki'ilu we don't understand it, and then reading it a second time with Targum, with some Havana, to show that there are two separate kiyumim of Talmud Torah in learning Chumash. A kiyum of Talmud Torah without understanding, and a kiyum of Talmud Torah with understanding. So says Rabbi Yaakov, if I'm correct, then what you should do is read the Parsha once through quickly, just read it through, you don't even have to pay such close attention, and then the second time you read it, Pasuk Targum, to show a deeper level, like you're really learning it, to show a level of understanding that you really want to learn it. So he suggests that middle ground shita of what to do. Now, when should you do Shnayim Mikravecha Targum? So Tosus writes that you should start, the time to start it is Mizman Mincha. And he has two deos, whether you have to finish it before you eat on Shabbos morning. Tamid Rabbein Yonah means Zman Mincha of the previous Shabbos. Tamid Rabbein Yonah and Brachos say that you have to finish it before Kriyas HaTorah on Shabbos morning. What this really boils down to is what the purpose of Shnayim Mikravecha Targum is. The Ra'avan, quoted in Agos Maimonios Nuchas Tefillah, Parak Yud Gimel, says that Shnayim Mikravecha Targum is in place of Kriyas HaTorah. So up until the point where you can do Kriyas HaTorah, it's for someone who's not going to be able to daven with the minyan. It's in place of Kriyas HaTorah. That's how the Ravan understands. Many Achronim totally reject it. Lavush says, no, it's a good curriculum to know Torah. That you have to know all of Chumash Rashi. So how are you going to get to know it? Learn it every year. So it's a curriculum in Talmud Torah, but it's not really related to Kriyas HaTorah. You just need to do it on a pace that's normal. If you try to finish the whole Chumash on Simchas Torah, you're never going to really remember any of it. So it's a good pace to keep in Talmud Torah. But there is a shita of the Trumas HaDeshen that suggests that maybe it's to enable you, in case you get an aliyah, and when it used to be when you get an aliyah, you have to read that whole aliyah from the Torah, so maybe it's to prepare you for Kriyas HaTorah. So if you hold that it's to prepare you for Kriyas HaTorah, so then you better finish before Kriyas HaTorah. If you hold that it's in place of Kriyas HaTorah, then you got to finish it before lunch. If you hold that it's just a good curriculum, so then you shouldn't have to finish it by lunch. Just finish it that Shabbos at some point over the course of that week. The Torah in Simreish Be'eh says that you should dafka start on Sunday after the tzibur has already started to read in the previous day's mincha. The tzibur has already started to read that day's that week's parsha. Beis Yosef says that's what Tosfos and the Rosh say. It's a little bit difficult because it's not exactly what Tosfos and the Rosh say. Tosfos and the Rosh say to already start reading Shabbos afternoon, but whatever it is. The Torah says b'diavad, you have up until mincha on the following Shabbos to finish off the last week's Shnayim Mikvecha Targum. Basically, what it boils down to is there are four shittos when you could start, five shittos when you could finish. The four shittos when you could start are Shabbos at mincha, Sunday, Erev Shabbos, or Shabbos Atzma L'chadchila. There is actually such a shita that holds you have to dafka start on Shabbos itself. The five shittos when you could finish are before davening on Shabbos morning, before you eat on Shabbos, before mincha on Shabbos, b'diavad, the Beis Yosef quotes until Wednesday, and the name of Rabbeinu Simcha, he quotes that you could finish up until Shmini Atzeres. So five shittos of when you could finish. Okay, what do you have to read? The Shulchan Aruch says, meaning, let's say there's going to be a Yantif coming up. Do you have to do Shnayim Mikvecha Targum and the Yantif reading also? So Shulchan Aruch says, no, you don't have to do Shnayim Mikvecha Targum and the Yantif reading, but there are those people that are knowing to read the Haftorah, to prepare the Haftorah as well. Mishra Berurah says, you don't have to do Yantif because you already, the whole din is Mashlim Parshiyosav, to finish the whole Torah each year. Well, you already got that part of Torah when you do the normal Parshiyos. So basically, what everything boils down to, all the questions of Shnayim Mikvecha Targum boil down to why we do it. And the nafkaminas, in terms of why we do it, whether we do it to prepare for Kriyas HaTorah, whether we do it as a replacement for Kriyas HaTorah, whether we do it as a curriculum, so all the nafkaminas are going to come out. Do you have to do Kol Pasuk V'Pasuk or Parsha V'Parsha, or the way Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky suggested? Do you have to be mashlim, finish it before Kriyas HaTorah? Can you be mekayim it at the time of Kriyas HaTorah? Can you read along with Kriyas HaTorah? All depends on these issues, right? Can you be mekayim it with Kriyas HaTorah? Well, it depends. If it's to prepare you for Kriyas HaTorah, well, you're a little late if you're trying to be mekayim it with Kriyas HaTorah. If it's just a curriculum and learning, why not? Kill two birds with one stone, right? To get one of your readings in while the tzibur's reading the Torah. Do you have to read Targum or another Perush? Again, what's the purpose? Is it to know Torah? Or is it to have a Perush? Is it just a knowledge of what the words mean? Or to have a Perush at Torah? Or to prepare you for laning? Okay, so all of the issues that come up with Shnayim Mikvecha Targum, you always have to go back to that one question of what the purpose of the Shnayim Mikvecha Targum is. But basically, the one thing that we should keep in mind, however we choose to do it, and whichever way we pass it, and all these different issues, the most important thing is we should do it. And it's very important to be knowledgeable in Chumash Rashi at a minimum in terms of our base of Torah knowledge. So that's the inyan of Shnayim Mikvecha Targum. If you're behind already in Bereishis, catch up, even though you're already too late, but catch up, and Bez Hashem, keep up throughout all the rest of Chumash. Yeah.